Draws a closer walk with thee. Grounded Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Oh Lord, let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Oh Lord, let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toil and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Oh Lord, let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. Well, my feeble life is on. Time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely over to the kingdom shore, to the shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Oh Lord, let it be. The Lord, let it be. Let it be. The Lord, let it be. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Amen. Father, grant it unto us that daily we will walk side by side with you, so that we can fulfill our destiny, so that we can move ahead and take over and possess our possession in the name of Jesus. As long as you are by our side walking with us, we'll be satisfied and we will have peace of mind. Thank you, King of Glory, for you are the good shepherd, the one that is ahead of us. Thank you, Jesus. Forever your name be praised, in Jesus' name. Our Father and our God, we thank you for another opportunity to be on this mountain of power tonight. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Thank you for your steadfast love that never ceases. Thank you, O Lord, for the grace. Father, for the privilege. We did not take it for granted. We appreciate you that we, your people, we are alive. We are among the living. And the word of the Lord says, only the living will praise you. Daddy, we enter into your throne tonight. Father, with thanksgiving and praises with heart full of gratitude. Daddy, be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Daddy, as we have come even on this mountain tonight, we will not go back the same in the name of Jesus. We receive open heaven and we pray, oh Lord, you pour down your blessings upon us in the name of Jesus. Father, in your presence tonight, you will empower us by your mercy and by your grace. Father, in your presence tonight, you will equip us, oh Lord. Father, you will lead us and we will follow. Daddy, you will do that only you alone can do in our lives tonight in the name of Jesus. We saturate our atmosphere with the blood of Jesus. We come against principalities and powers, wicked spirit that ruleth in nation. Father, in states, oh God, even in community and in neighborhood, we render them useless concerning our gathering of tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lift up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully. The same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek thy face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors of nation, of state, of city, of our father's household, of our neighborhood, of our workplace. Lift up your heads, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's armies. He is the King of glory over our lives, over our gathering, in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we bless you, we worship you for that which you will do. For praise awaits you, O God of Zion, in the mighty name of Jesus. For that separation that comes with blessing, O Lord, you will do, O Lord, even concerning those that we are working with, those that is working with us. The Yoruba we say, Alabari, Tole Anuji no Lodo wa Ijota Bari Binibi Wale. Everyone that has been working with us, everyone that has been journeying with us, physically or spiritually, that is chasing away blessing, advancement, promotion, that is chasing away goodness from us. Father, today, O Lord, those ones that have not permitted the miracle, the promise to come to pass in our life, Daddy, tonight is the night. You will separate us in the name of Jesus. Father, you will there be separation, and Lord, we will go, we will move forward, we will advance, and Lord, we will go and possess our possession, and every promises, O Lord, shall come to fulfillment in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of glory. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. My brothers and my sisters, I welcome you again one to this mountain. God has taken us through the book of Genesis 13 a couple of weeks ago, but the Spirit of the Lord laid it in my heart that we should go back and look and study and really grab the knowledge that will empower us as we journey our Christian life, as we journey our lives to be able to fulfill even his counsel and purpose for our lives. And the topic for tonight is blessing of separation. I know it will sound somehow. What do you mean by blessing of separation or blessing in separation? As we go through this, we will know. And God will empower us. We will grab the knowledge. The Bible says, because of lack of knowledge, my people perish. We don't want to continue without knowing what, you know, blessings, those good things that lies within separation, that comes with separation, some separation that must take place in our lives for us to advance, for the fulfillment of all the promises that God has promised us. There must be some separation that must take place, and the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for all your goodness towards us and our household members in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Heavenly Father, We give you thanks for all your great and wonderful works in our lives and in the lives of our family members since the beginning of January 1, 2023 till today. We give you praise, we give you honor in the mighty name of Jesus. My brothers and my sisters, the word of the Lord says in the book of Psalm 107 verse 8, "Oh, that men will praise and confess to the Lord for his goodness and loving kindness and his wonderful works to the children of men." I know some of us will know this song. And if you don't know it, you can listen. But many of us on this platform will know this song. It's an old song, but we are going to sing it. It says, "Oh, that men will praise the Lord. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works. For his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, to the children of he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron asunder. He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron asunder." Almighty God, I pray tonight that you will continue your goodness in our lives and in the lives of our household members in the mighty name of Jesus. Almighty Father, we pray tonight that you will continue doing your wonderful and great works in our lives and in the lives of all our family members in the mighty name of Jesus. Almighty God, we pray, we decree and declare that you will break all gates of brass in our lives and in the lives of our household members in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will cut all iron in our lives, all bars of iron. You will cut them into pieces in our lives, in the lives of our family members. That brass that hold us down, that iron bars that secluded us, that caged us, that siege us, that did today, oh Lord, you will break them into pieces in the name of Jesus. And we will have our freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will go forward and we will advance even to possess our possession in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to sing that song meaningfully. "Oh, that men will praise the Lord. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works. For his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, to the children of he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron asunder. He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron asunder." My sisters, my brother, we are going to revisit that book of Genesis, like I said earlier. God is about to open our eyes to see something. He's about to give us understanding of the way he deals with his own. That when his own has forgotten and have done that which he did not instruct them, that which he did not ask them to do, and that thing has been affecting or is affecting their lives, but because of his faithfulness and of his love, God will cause a terrific things in righteousness to happen. God will orchestrate things that is beyond human understanding. The Yoruba, we said that Olorun ba nsere re a lo nse bi. That things that we look and see, why this? After all, there's nothing bad in it. Why does God allow this to happen? Forgetting that God is God. He does what pleases him. He's seated in heaven. And when God loves his own people, he makes everything to work together for their good. That is what happened in the life of our father Abraham. And I know that this same God will do the same thing in your life and in my life. He will work terrific things in righteousness. He will do that which nobody will be able to explain. Because he's about to bring to pass that promise of old. Because he's about to do that which he told you. That thing that he has told you. The prophecy that has been prophesied concerning you. Even concerning your home. Concerning your health. God is about even to do something. But before that, something must get out of your life. Something must be separated from your life. That's why I told you that the blessing is separation. Or the blessing that comes with separation. Or blessing of separation. The separation that God himself orchestrated. The blessing that comes. The separation that comes because God himself wanted to happen. So that he can show forth his glory. So that he can fulfill even his purpose in your life. So that he can have closer walk with you. So that he can have closer relationship with you. So that he can have divine intimacy with you. Genesis chapter 13 verse 1 to 2 says, so Abraham went up out of Egypt. He and his wife and all that he had and Lot with him into south country of Judah, the Negev. Now Abraham was extremely rich in livestock and in silver and in gold. I decree and declare that Almighty God, the same God that blesses, the one that blessed Abraham, even extremely, the one that bless him in livestock, in silver and gold, the Lord will bless you and me extremely in the name of Jesus. He will bless us in a way that will surprise us, even and all around us in the name of Jesus. He will bless us tremendously in livestock, in gold and in silver in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare the same God that blessed Abraham, we bless you, we bless me in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the blessings of God maketh rich and added no sorrow. So the Lord will bless you with blessing that comes with no sorrow in the name of Jesus. Here the Bible said that Abraham journeyed with his wife and Lot with him. Now look at verse 3. And he journeyed on from the south country of Judah as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, where he had built an altar at first. And there Abraham called on the name of the Lord. One thing I want you to see here. The Bible said that and Abraham built an altar. Not only that, and Abraham called on the name of the Lord. Where is his wife here? And where is his nephew? I went through chapters after this. It was not recorded that this man called Lot ever built an altar. It was never recorded. It is not recorded that he one time even prayed. Who are you working with? Who is that person that refused to serve your God and is still within your abode? and is still journeying with you. Many of us, we have children that cannot even serve our God. Many of us, we have relatives that stay with us, but they are serving another God. They are doing, you say time for prayer, they will not make themselves available. You say time for church, they will not follow you. They will be occupied with something else. Almighty God, by your grace, God will help us to design. God will help us to do feasibility study of our surroundings. God will help us to know people that are joining our lives with, people that we surround ourselves with. God will help us to know that we must be with Him regardless of who that we are joining our lives with. Many, because of their friends, people that they are joining their lives with, they have relented their love. They have stopped their love, their things for God, their yearning, their desire to know God the more. They have dropped it. But this is not of our father Abraham. The Bible said that he built an altar, where he built an altar at first, and there Abraham called on the name of the Lord. Almighty God, by your grace, let me return to my first love for you and in you, in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray that prayer. Daddy, as from today, let me return to my first love. Let me return to my first love for you. I remember those days when we gave our life to Christ. You are ready. You are out for Him. You are out, but now we have allowed some other things even to diminish our love towards God. That love is not like the first time. No wonder the Lord said, I know you. You are good, but your first love, you have stopped it. You have dropped it. I decree and declare, grace of God will let you and me return to our first love for our God and our Maker. Almighty God, by your grace, we will keep our altar of prayers as at the beginning, in the name of Jesus. Many of us, we can pray, personal prayer. I know that you are going to school. You must have your daily Bible. You must have something to study. Let me tell you, you must have the daily bread that you will study. You open your Bible. There's no way you cannot. As a young child, as somebody that just come even to the saving knowledge of Christ, you will keep your morning devotion. You will keep it, and you will have your night devotion too. Some even during the day. But now hardly could you see. In hurry, we are rushing to go to work. We went to bed late. We woke up late. Therefore, there is no time. I pray that the grace of God will be upon you and upon me, so that we will keep our altar of prayer burning like the first time, like the beginning, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that our altar of prayer, we will call on the name of God, in the name of Jesus. Many are calling the name of another thing. They say they are praying, but they will be bringing a man into their prayer. May the Lord help us. The Bible made it clear, said that, and Abraham called on the name of the Lord. And the Bible said that anyone that called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. No other name can save you but the name of the Lord. And I decree and declare, as you and I called on the name of the Lord, we will be saved in the name of Jesus from every danger and death, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 5 to 6 says that, of Genesis 13, but Lot, who went with Abraham, listen, but Lot, who went with Abraham, also had flocks and herds and tents. Now the land was not able to nourish and support them, so they could dwell together, for their possessions were too great for them to live together. Let me tell you, Abram was a blessing to Lot, his nephew. Lot benefited and enjoyed the grace of God that was upon his uncle Abraham. And he also had flocks, herds, and tents for men. He was also blessed because he was, you know, in the life around Abraham. Can people around you say that, oh, the grace of God in the life of this person, I'm enjoying. Almighty God, let all that are with us, all that has with me, benefit and enjoy your grace that is upon me. Is that your prayer? People that comes around you, can they say that I've enjoyed the grace of God because I am around you? Or you've caused them to say, oh, I don't even know how I come across this person. I don't even know how I find myself even around this person. God Almighty, let our lives be of positive influence and impact in the lives of all that are in our lives, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that your life and my life, by the grace of God, we have positive impact in the life of those people that are around us. The grace of God upon us, then we enjoy it. In the name of Jesus, we will all be blessed together. We will all be raised up together. We will all advance together. We will all make it together. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God, bless us and all that are joining with us greatly, that there won't be enough land for us to dwell together due to our possession. When advancement is upon you and upon the people that are with you, definitely there won't be enough room to sustain your possession. Therefore, there will be need for separation. That is where that comes from. Blessing is separation. Not all separation are bad. We should look through, deeply. If a separation is taking place, we should look into the blessing that comes with it. Not all separation will make you to say, why did this separation take place? Look at it with the eyes of God. Because of their possession, Abraham was blessed extremely. So also was Lot, his nephew. And their possession, they could not keep it in that small place. There must be a separation so that they will have room to continue to grow. My dear beloved in the Lord, the person you are working and joining your life with matters a great deal. Therefore, we must be watchful and careful about whom and those we are joining our lives together with. The person and group of persons in your life and in my life can influence how we become in life. The grace upon that person's life and the groups can define whom you become in life. Almighty God, tonight, let me journey my life with graceful people, with graceful person, in the name of Jesus. Let me journey my life with people that you are graceful unto. People that have grace of God upon their life, like Father Abraham. Tonight, God Almighty, separate me from anyone or group of people that lack grace of God upon their lives. Daddy, tonight, separate me from that man, from that woman, from that group of people that lack grace of God and blessings of God in their lives. In the name of Jesus. Verse 7 to 8 says, And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanites and the Perizzites were dwelling then in the land, making further more difficult to obtain. So Abram said to Lot, "Let there be no strife. There shouldn't be any dispute. I beg of you, between you and me, or between your herdsmen and my herdsmen, for we are relatives. Yes, there will be a time that because of the blessings, because of the expansion, because of the increase, that even relatives have to, you know, separate so that there will be further expansion." Father Abraham did not see it as an insult to him or to his nephew. He called him, "Come, my nephew, I love you so much. I brought you out of our father's land to journey with me. But what is happening now, we cannot continue this journey." So Abraham begged of his nephew, "We are relative. We should not permit quarrel. We should not permit hatred to set in. Obviously, there will be strife because of possessions of both Abraham and Lot that are so vast and great that the space is too small. So it will be when God blesses you and the one that you are joining your life with, you may not be able to continue. If God is going to cause expansion in your life and expansion in my life, if God is going to say, 'You, I'm enlarging your course,' you may not be able to continue working with the other person. There shouldn't be strife. There shouldn't be dispute. There shouldn't be hatred." This is what happened between Abraham and Lot. Therefore, because of incompatibility, it is necessary that strife, dispute, and conflict to set in. Because the space cannot contain us. Because the space is too small. Because the anointing, the grace upon that person, upon that pastor, the way that God is using this one, the way God is using this one, diverse gifts, spiritual gifts, one may need to go to separate, to pathway. Oftentimes, we take it as something negative, but no, it's better they go and advance instead of conflict, instead of having dispute, instead of murmuring and still managing. When you could just go and advance, even for betterment of both. As it is among the people of the world, so it is in the body of Christ, among brethren and even among ministers. But rather, there is a better way to undo the growth, the greatness, and the blessings of God upon us, and even the increase of anointing, and even in God given another assignment, God increasing, enlarging the cost of the ministry, of the call of that person. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 13 says, "But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today." Let us encourage one another. When you see this person advancing, when you see the grace of God, even in the work of the ministry, when you see what God is doing, there shouldn't be any fight, because it is still today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. If you don't encourage that person that God, you know, hardened even more assignment in the kingdom work, but you see it as a threat, or you see it as, "Oh, where is she coming from? Who is she? Who is he?" Then the Bible says that is hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Of how can she be like this? How can he be like this? After all, I'm the one that helped him. I'm the one that helped her. I decree and declare that you and I, we encourage one another in their well doing. We will encourage each other in our well doing and in our well being at all times in the name of Jesus. We will not allow strife. We will not see negative things in one stepping forward, in one growing forward, in one advancing and enlarging, progressing, moving forward. We will not deal with them, even deceitfully. But we will encourage each other. And so I pray for all the ministers of God, people that are in the same kingdom assignment, that we will encourage each other in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember what happened to Paul and Barnabas? They have to part way. Without Barnabas, we cannot see even Paul in the among the apostles, among the disciples. But where is Barnabas compared to what we know and what we understand, what Paul was able to achieve even in the kingdom work? Let us encourage each other. Let us embrace the grace of God in the life of others. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that we will not permit dispute and strife between us and others because of our God-given greatness, giving gifts, anointing, blessings, and even election. We will not allow dispute. We will not allow strife and hatred for another person because of what God is using them for, because of what God is doing in their lives, because of the blessing. You will not see another brother that God bless, and you will begin to raise strife, anger, and conflict with such a person in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 9 to 10 say that it's not the old land before you. Abraham asks, my brother, we don't need to fight. The Yoruba will say, oh, you are not here for life, Aragbara. The old sky is so wide that even birds, they will be flying together and their wings will not touch each other. Abraham called his nephew. It's not the old land before you. Separate yourself, I beg of you, from me. If you take the left hand, then I go to the right. Or if you choose the right hand, then I go to the left. And Lot looked. Let me stop from that verse 9. It's good the way Father Abraham called the nephew. I'm not fighting you. Look, the land is so wide before you. Take anything, go and advance, go and continue, even to enlarge your tent and be great. He did not raise an argument, he did not raise a fight with him. He allowed his nephew to go. Many bosses will not allow their junior, the one that is training under them, to go freely. They will take it as something that is a slap on their face. Let us copy our Father Abraham. He's so humble. He called his nephew, separate yourself, I beg of you, so that there won't be fight. We are family. We are all family. We are all children of God. Things like this should not cause trouble. If you take the left, I take the right. And he said, and Lot looked and saw that everywhere the Jordan Valley was well watered. Before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, it was all the garden of the Lord. He saw because he could only see with physical eyes. He saw that it was watered and he decided, I go for this. He go towards the land, like the land of Egypt was so watered. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 4 to 7, God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. You see the beauty, the blessing that comes from separation. God separated the darkness from the light. He called the light the day, and he called the night darkness, the night. If God can use separation to bring beauty out of the earth, in the creation of the earth, not all separation is bad. God works all things together for our good. When there is need for separation, let us embrace it with thanksgiving and praises, and let God have his way. The Bible says, so the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the water from the waters. So God made the expanse and separated the waters which were under the expanse from the water which were above the expanse. And it was so. That is how we can have land that we are walking upon. He brought this land out of the water. Separation. God is able to do all things. At the creation of the world, he used separation to beautify the earth. He used separation positively between darkness and light, night and day, land and sea, and it was beautiful. I pray in the name of Jesus, every separation that needs to occur in your life, in my life, physically or spiritually, that the beauty of God will be seen in your life and in my life. Heaven, allow it tonight in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare every separation that must take place, even concerning you and that man and that woman, concerning that situation, concerning that position and you, that the glory of God may come out, that people will see God's glory, that God himself will be happy, the beauty of God will be seen in your life. Tonight, heaven allow it in Jesus' name. Verse 11 and 12. Then Lot chose for himself all the Jordan Valley. He traveled east, so they separated. Thank God for nephew Lot. He did not argue with his uncle. They got separated easily. No more fight. They are still family. Remember that God spoke to Abraham because of Lot when he was about to go and destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Because God sees in the heart of Abraham, he loves his nephew very much. They are still family. The grace of God still followed him despite the separation. Because it was a separation that comes with understanding, that does not come with fight or dispute. The Bible said they separated. Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the city of Jordan Valley, and moved his tent as far as Sodom and dwelt there. You know, Lot was at the edge. But Abraham, if you read that, Abraham dwelt in the land. Abraham was in the plan of God. He dwelt in the land that God wanted him. But Lot, because he could only see with naked eyes, he was hanging, he dwelt even in the edge of cities. I pray that in the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of the word of God coming forth for us tonight, you will dwell in your Canaan land in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare you will dwell in your Canaan land in the mighty name of Jesus. I will dwell in my Canaan land in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 13 and 14 says, but the men of Sodom were wicked and exceedingly great sinner against the Lord. That is where he hung himself. Because he did not even seek the face of God before choosing. He just looked. The Bible said that he just looked and saw. My brother and my sister, you cannot take a walk, you cannot take a step without seeking the face of God. I decree and declare that God will help you to always consult and inquire of God anything you want to do as from today, so that he will direct you right, so that he will lead you right in the name of Jesus. He went and dwelt among the men that always sinned against God, that are so wicked. You see, where the lust of eyes, you know, he allowed what he saw with his naked eyes to draw him closer to sinner. I decree and declare that God will help you to always see things spiritually, to always see things as God sees it, so that you will not go and tempt even your abode with the sinner, with the wicked ones, in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Lord says that, the Bible said, the Lord said to Abraham, after what? Lot had left him. That was when God now said, okay, now you are by yourself. I can now, you know, reaffirm my promise and begin to walk you through it. Because that one that did not even recognize my voice, that did not even want to follow you, to worship me, to call upon my name, that one had left you. Now God reappeared even unto Abraham. And the Lord said unto him, I know it's very painful. I know it happened. But lift up now your eyes and look from where you are. Northward, southward, and eastward, and westward. My brothers and my sister, that thing that have not allowed you to hear God's voice all this year, since the beginning of this year, today God will separate that thing from you in the name of Jesus. Physically or spiritually, everything that have blocked God from talking to you, that have made God to say, until this one is out of his life, out of our life, I decree and declare by the power of the word of God coming for us today, God will cause there be separation between you and that thing, between you and that person, between me and that thing, between me and that person, in the name of Jesus. The word of the Lord says, look, and in verse 15 to 16, for all the land which you see, I will give to you and to your posterity. You got to look far. You cannot limit what you are seeing with your, you can only see limited distance with your physical eyes. But when you see with the eyes of God, when God opens your spiritual eyes, you will be able to see far. When God removes every spiritual cataract, you will see far. I decree and declare, at the command of the Almighty God, from tonight you will see far. Your vision will not be limited. Your view will not be limited. In the name of Jesus. Every spiritual short-sightedness, every heal you of them tonight in the name of Jesus. You will see far in the name of Jesus. And he said that, and I will make your descendant like the dust of the earth. So as if a man could count the dust of the earth, then the man will be able to count your descendants. That is the blessing of God. He reestablished it even with Abraham after Lot had separated. After that which God did not ask him, God called him, but God did not say, take your Lot, take your whatever, whatever. God waited until he orchestrated that separation that was done in a peaceful way so that he can fulfill his counsel, his purpose in the life of his friend, Abraham. Every blessing that God has decreed over you and over your life, every promises of old, today God will bring them to fulfillment in your life in the name of Jesus. Everything that has been done in this life with you that has been preventing God talking with you, speaking with you, tonight God separates you as such a thing and such a man, such anything in the name of Jesus. And the last verse for tonight, verses 17 to 18, God now call again. Not only that you will see far, but stand up, arise, walk through the land, the length of it and the breadth of it, for I will give it to you. Let me tell you, you got to move. You cannot stay in a place and you say you want to possess. You must move. You cannot be enclosed. You cannot allow a sentiment to seed you in a place. Oh, it will not look nice if I allow my nephew to go. Oh, what will people say? That now he's the one that took him all, and now he's the one. No. No sentiment. God deals with you. You cannot deal with God with sentiment. You got to do what God asks you to do. I decree and declare the grace, the boldness to stand up, to rise up and walk through and do the needful to be able to possess your possession. Heaven release it unto you in the name of Jesus. You will walk through the land. You will walk to the length and the breadth. And God will give unto you as you advance, as you move to the right, as you move to the left, as you move every corner, the Lord will give you all the places that the sole of your feet shall touch in the name of Jesus. You will possess your possession in the name of Jesus. Then Abraham moved his tent and came and dwelt among the oak and of Mamre, which are at Hebron, and built there an altar to the Lord. Again, when God visited him again and reestablished his covenant with him, Abraham, the friend of God, built another altar to the Lord. What are you going to do as the Lord advances you, as the Lord reestablishes promises for you, as the Lord causes that big separation between that hindrance, that thing that has been delaying you, that thing that have stand as an obstacle, that thing that did not allow the promises of God, those things that God has said concerning you to come to pass? Has God separated those things from your life? Has God caused there be separation between you and that thing and those things? What are you going to do? I decree and declare that every moment you will learn to go back to God, build an altar and pray unto God and call upon his name and thank him in the name of Jesus. And as you continue to walk with God and you drop all those excess luggage, you will be satisfied in your journey in the name of Jesus. The Lord will walk with you daily and he will continue to lead you to the greener pasture. He will lead you to the still water. He will lead you to your Canaan land. and it will land you safe in your Canaan land. For you will possess all your possession. You will possess all that are yours in the name of Jesus. And you will fulfill your destiny. So shall it be for every members of your household. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God will continue to fulfill every promises for you, for your household, in the name of Jesus. And as God has called there be separation tonight, so shall it be. The separation between you and your the obstacle, that excess luggage, shall be permanent in the name of Jesus. And the Lord will prosper you and land you safely to your Canaan land in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. I love you. Stay blessed till next week. Don't forget, we have program next Saturday. The Lord will bless you. And that is the FCBA Women Link International Conference. Lady on the platform, please make yourself available. The Lord bless you. Good night. Bye-bye. Yeah.